Welcome to the InnovaBuzz podcast, where we share all kinds of tips, advice, and interview guests on all things innovation and leadership in modern marketing. Each episode is a conversation with inspiring people who make wonderful contributions to our knowledge in these areas and spark curiosity and ideas to pursue. Join me, Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz, and let's get into today's masterclass on this InnovaBuzz podcast.
The reason why Facebook Messenger marketing is becoming more and more important, if you haven't already realized it, is that Facebook alone has 1.3 billion users using Facebook Messenger every single day. So even if you are not using Facebook or Facebook Messenger to communicate with your friends or family or businesses, chances are your target audience, they are using it, right? So as a business, as a marketer, you want to be where your target audience are hanging out. You want to use the marketing channel that your target audience, they're using, right? You cannot only market on the channel that you are using, right? That is one of the biggest flaws that I see a lot of marketers and businesses do. They only focus on the channels that they like, right? And sometimes it's just the age thing or a gender thing. But it's always important to remember that you have to focus and be where, you know, your audience are.
Hi there, innovator. It's great to be back with another episode. I hope you've had an awesome week so far. Now, I trust you enjoyed my most recent conversations with Adam Murray of Cogent and with Jonathan Pritchard, author of Like a Mind Reader. I'm really excited today to have on the InnovaBuzz podcast as my guest, Chris Tan of Chris Media, a messenger marketing agency for online businesses. She's also host of the Hack Your Online Business podcast. Now, these days, customers are ditching emails and phone calls for messaging apps. Email inboxes are full, I know, mine is full, and people tend to ignore things. So they don't often open emails that you're sending through your email marketing apps. And when they do, time has passed and the offer may no longer be relevant. Now, Chris works with businesses to help them get more engagement, more leads, and more sales using Facebook Messenger as part of their marketing strategy. A quick promotional message from our sponsor. That's my business, InnovaBiz, where we help coaches and consultants build professional credibility, engage their target audience, and connect with their ideal clients. Now, the result is that ideal clients virtually self-select themselves and line up to work with my clients. Now, to help you get clarity about who your ideal client is and how you can build a strong, enduring relationship with them, take a look at our Marketing Master mini class. In less than 30 minutes, you can gain absolute clarity on who your ideal client is and how you can communicate with them to build and strengthen that engaging, enduring relationship. And that's what marketing is all about. You can even use this exercise to define an ideal audience for a podcast. And I've used it to define an ideal team member when you're going out to hire new team members. Access that Marketing Master mini class at innovabiz.co/marketingmaster. It's completely free and you don't even have to share your email with me. In our discussion today, Chris talked to me about knowing who your target market is. There's that clarity of your ideal client again. Knowing who they are and where they are so that you can meet them there. She shared her four-step marketing system with us that builds engagement and trust, and she told us how a messenger bot can help you serve your customers. Without further ado then, let's fly into the hive and get the buzz from Chris Tan. Hi, I'm your host, Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz, and I'm really excited to welcome to the InnovaBuzz podcast today, all the way from Mexico City in Mexico, which is my first interview from that location, Chris Tan, who's the owner and founder of Chris Media, and she's host of the Hack Your Online Business podcast. So welcome to the InnovaBuzz podcast, Chris. It's a great privilege to have you as my guest.
Thank you so much. I am super excited to be your very first guest from Mexico City, even though I am not originally from Mexico City.
Yes, you're from Singapore, right?
That is right. That is right. I'm just here living, you know, as a digital nomad, running my business online, living in a different country, learning a new language.
Yeah, that's wonderful. And we were having a brief conversation around that pre-recording, which was about escaping the cold weather too. So Monica Louie, who was our guest on episode 202 of the InnovaBuzz podcast, introduced us to you, Chris. So a big hello to Monica. And also, your business is all about helping service businesses get more leads, get engagement, and increase their sales with Facebook Messenger marketing. That's something that's new to me. I've sort of seen people doing it and wondered what it is and how it worked. So I'm looking forward to digging a little bit more into that topic with you today. Now, before we start talking about those things, how did you get into Facebook Messenger marketing? What were some of the key moments in your journey to that destination, that current destination?
Yeah, I mean, Facebook Messenger marketing for me hasn't always been, you know, I haven't always been doing this. So back when I used to live in Singapore, I was working in the largest ad agency back in Singapore for about a decade or so. And I would work with brands like Unilever and Procter & Gamble. And I realized back then that while I like advertising a lot and marketing a lot, I did not like the traditional way of marketing. So TV ads, radio ads. For me, as a millennial, I felt like it wasn't really effective, you know, the TV ads and the radio ads. And so I eventually left the advertising agency to start my own company. The first company didn't work out too well. It actually failed. So I created a second company, very similar to the first one, and that didn't work out too well as well. And at that time, I was already traveling the world because for those of you who don't know, Singapore is one of the most expensive countries to live in this world. So I was, you know, thinking to myself, if I was running my company online out of a Starbucks in Singapore, I could also do the same thing anywhere in this world. And I decided at the time that I was going to go and travel. So I've always wanted to, you know, learn Spanish and go to Latin America. So I decided to pack up my stuff and just move on to Mexico. And when the business didn't work out, I needed a way to, you know, support myself. And because my background has always been in marketing and, you know, specifically social media marketing, I became a social media marketer, freelancer, and I was looking for clients and working with clients. And that kind of evolved, you know, over time. One day I heard about this new marketing channel that would give me better results than email marketing. Now, at that time, I was really skeptical because there's always these new, you know, marketing channel, new social media channel that just, you know, that came out. Like, you know, it's like another Snapchat. But this time it's by Facebook, you know, Facebook Messenger chatbot by Facebook. So, you know, we all know that Facebook has been around for a long time. They dominate the entire social media, you know, industry. And so it was, you know, I was really curious about it. So I decided that, you know what, I'm just going to go read up more about it and learn more about it. And at that time, I was struggling with building my email list and actually getting my email list to buy. Because the number one thing that everyone tells you to do when you start a business or if you want to grow a business is to grow your email list. And so for a long time, I've been trying to build my email list, running challenges and, you know, contests and all that stuff. But the problem was getting them to actually, you know, open my email and actually read it and act on it, right? So when someone told me about this marketing channel and told me that you'll get 80% open rate and 50% click-through rate, I was like, what? You know, at the time I was getting 20% open rate on email and I think a 2% click-through rate. And so hearing those numbers made me want to go figure out what exactly this marketing channel was. And so I started to go out and, you know, learn more about it. I took a course on it. I started to learn more about what can you do and what should you not do with Facebook Messenger marketing. How do you actually, you know, incorporate Facebook Messenger marketing into your overall marketing strategy? Because that is one thing that a lot of people don't realize is that every marketing channel is part of an entire big story, right? It is not the story. And so I started spending a lot of time, you know, learning more about it. And that's kind of how I discovered and started working solely on Facebook Messenger marketing at the moment. So only Messenger chatbots. I say at the moment because I'm just waiting in anticipation for Instagram to open up their API so that we can start building Instagram chatbots, you know, WhatsApp chatbots and so on.
Hmm. That's Sounds interesting. So why is Facebook Messenger marketing then such a powerful channel? And I just stepping back for a moment, I love that you said every marketing channel is part of the overall strategy, because I think some people feel that, okay, here's a new toy or a new channel, a new tool. It's the magic wand. It's going to change everything. But really it doesn't. It's just another way of reaching your ideal audience. So what do you think makes Facebook Messenger a really good channel?
Yeah, I mean, if we think about this, Jürgen, it's Messenger marketing. It's basically conversational marketing. And it's a reflection of the way that people are communicating with their friends, family, and businesses, right? I mean, I don't know about you, but I am spending more and more time messaging companies on their Facebook pages or even their Instagram, just asking, like, what's your opening hours? You know, what services? How much is this thing? Can I book a reservation? And so on. In the past, people would call, you know, would email. But the way that we are communicating is slowly changing. And businesses, we have to evolve as our consumers evolve, right? Marketing is changing and we have to evolve. And the reason why, Facebook Messenger marketing is becoming more and more important, you know, if you haven't already realized it, is that Facebook alone has 1.3 billion users using Facebook Messenger every single day. So even if you are not using Facebook or Facebook Messenger to communicate with your friends or family or businesses, chances are your target audience, they are using it, right? So as a business, as a marketer, you want to be where your target audience are hanging out. You want to use the marketing channel that your target audience, they're using, right? You cannot only market on the channel that you are using, right? That is one of the biggest flaws that I see a lot of marketers and businesses do. They only focus on the channels that they like, right? And sometimes it's just the age thing or a gender thing. But it's always important to remember that you have to focus and be where, you know, your audience are. And Facebook has 1.3 billion users every single day. They send 2 billion messages between users and businesses every single day. That's crazy. That's a high number, right? So for your business to not be on this marketing channel at this stage in 2019, you're missing out on communicating with your audience in a much more intimate level than you can with email marketing. Because email marketing is a one-to-many marketing channel, right? You send out an email and you send it out to everyone using the same copy, the same template, and with the same results, right? With Messenger marketing, whether it's on Facebook, whether it's on Instagram or WhatsApp or Line or Skype, any of these Messenger channels, you are sending out this personalized one-on-one message to them at scale. So I think as businesses and marketers, we have to evolve. We have to evolve, and you have to evolve fast. You cannot wait till your competitors, you know, start using it, and then you're like, oh, okay, so now they're using it, I'm going to use it as well.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, there's a couple of really important messages in what you've just said. And for me, I get a lot of people say to me, I don't use Facebook, or I don't use this, or I don't use Twitter is another big one. And I'm not going to do anything there. And I say, well, it's not about you. It's about how your ideal audience, who your ideal audience is, first of all, where they hang out and how they want to be communicated with. So if they're on Twitter or if they're on Facebook, then somebody's going to be communicating with them through that channel. So might as well be you as well. Mm-hmm. And the second thing I think you said there was around, you know, the reason for doing it. The reason for doing something is not because everybody else is doing it. It's really about how can you connect with your customers and how can that contribute to your business growth. So I think they're two really important points there. So talk us through Facebook Messenger. If I wanted to use Facebook Messenger as a marketing channel, let's say I have a training event and I want to fill the room with that training event. Now, how would I go about incorporating Facebook Messenger into my overall marketing strategy?
Mm-hmm. I think the first thing you have to ask yourself is what is your goal for using this marketing channel, right? Is your goal to drive more attendance to this event? Is your goal to offer a better experience for those who have already signed up for it? Is your goal to collect surveys, you know, after the event? Is your goal to provide an FAQ for those who have, you know, they're thinking about it? So, or provide a better customer support, right? If people are asking you questions, the same questions over and over again. So you got to first figure out what exactly is your goal before you dive right into Facebook Messenger bot. So once you do that, once you kind of figure out what your goal is, there are many tools out there that you can use to create your Facebook Messenger bot. Now, a lot of people, they kind of get afraid, right? They're like, oh, I don't know how to code. And this bot thing sounds scary, right? It's a bot. Like, you know, what is this thing? The great thing is that just like how we don't have to individually code every email that goes out, we don't have to code, you know, learn how to PHP or HTML, our bot. And I think that's the greatest thing, right? So there are software out there that allow you to build a bot just by, you know, they basically created the entire interface and it allows you to easily build a bot. So that's all you need to know, right? You just got to figure out what the goal is and then you got to, you know, sign up for the software, learn how to use the software, and then start building a bot. And here's the thing. I like to say that you cannot build something until you actually know, like you've actually seen examples of it. So before you even build it, go check out different Facebook Messenger chatbots so that you know exactly what are the different cases, use cases, what are different, you know, things that you like about this bot, you didn't like about that bot, you know, so that you can implement those things that you like about it into your own personal chatbot, right?
Okay.
Yeah.
So I've got a couple of questions related to that. So the first one is, you said, you know, you'd be clear about your objective for using Messenger marketing, and that's really great advice. The question that comes to my mind is, so it's not just to market to people, it's to bring service to them as well. So you mentioned the examples of answering their questions before the event or collecting surveys after the event to get their feedback, things like that. So is Messenger marketing, as the tool and term that we're talking about, is that can be used for all those different things?
Absolutely. And I want to give you an example over here. So I recently spoke at Social Media Day Houston as a speaker, and I also created the chatbot for this particular conference. And what we did for this conference was to offer a better experience for the attendees. A lot of times when you attend a conference, you're confused as to which, you know, room to attend, where, you know, what time is the speaker speaking, who's speaking right now, who's the speaker, right? What's the Wi-Fi password, and so on and so forth. And so we created a chatbot based on that. So we created a chatbot for the event. So not to sell the event, right? Because if you want to use a chatbot to sell the event, you can do that too. So you run Facebook ads, and instead of having them click to a landing page, you have them send to message, right? So when they click the Facebook ad, their Facebook Messenger pops up, and then there are messages over there and possibly a lead generation, right? So you want to collect their emails as well so that you can follow up with them and so on. So maybe it's, you know, downloading something related to your conference in exchange for an email inside of the chatbot itself. So that is for driving attendees to your conference. Now, if we're talking about the post-purchase, so during the conference, then this example that I just gave you is a great example for event, you know, organizers, right? So there are a lot of things that you can do with Facebook Messenger chatbot. A lot of people, they just have their minds fixed on, oh, you know, what's the ROI? What's the ROI? And here's the thing. I like to say, if you are only concerned with the dollars and cents ROI for every marketing channel, then I would just rather you spend the money on Facebook ads than go down the Facebook Messenger route, because the ROI for Facebook Messenger is so much more than just the dollars and cents.
Yeah, it sounds like building a relationship and providing service.
Exactly, yeah.
Which is what marketing is.
Exactly, it is exactly that. Yeah. So the good marketers and the ones who really take their traits, you know, seriously, they know that, right? So the not so good marketers, they are the spammy ones who only care about how much is this lead worth?
Okay, so the other question is, what's a bot? So I've got a Facebook account. I know I can go on and use Messenger to send messages to people that are my friends or in a group, for example. I think I can do it in a group. I think I've got to be connected in some way to the people I can send messages. So where does the bot fit in? Well, what's a bot and where does it fit in?
Right, so the first thing you need to have is a Facebook business page. The Facebook Messenger chatbot can only work on a Facebook business page. So not in Facebook groups, not on your own personal page. It has to be your business page. What it is really, I mean, it's really just an automated system that allows your customers to ask questions and to receive replies instantaneously, to interact with a bot, to find out information, you know, 24/7, right? And that's one reason why I say it's great for customer support, because a lot of us run businesses that are, you know, we have customers around the world, right? And I don't want to be, you know, awake 24/7 to answer questions that I get on my website or on my Facebook page, right? So using a chatbot, I'm able to set it up in a way where, you know, the most commonly asked questions are answered by the bot with predetermined answers, and questions that the bot cannot answer, well, an admin will be notified to reply to that person. So it's a combination of both automation and, if you want, a human touch.
Okay, so it's like these pop-up things that pop up chat windows
live
that come
chats
up on a website when you're on the website, and you can say, well, you know, what's your price for this service, or when are your opening hours, or how can
exactly
I get somebody to fix my leaking roof, which is an issue I've got right now, and
exactly
nobody's replying.
Exactly. Mm. And you know what's the best thing about using a Facebook Messenger chatbot on your website instead of a live chat? Because a live chat, you are solely dependent on a team of customer support staff to be around answering those questions, or yourself. If you're a small business yourself, you have to answer those questions. Now, with using a Facebook Messenger chatbot, you can actually put that button as well to replace your live chat on your website. So if someone were to initiate a conversation with you and, you know, the bot takes over, when they go onto their Facebook, this conversation follows them as well. And at the same time, they're now your Facebook Messenger subscriber. So you're able to continue to cultivate this relationship with them, and you're able to continue this conversation inside of the Facebook Messenger, because I don't remember how many times I've actually left a question in a live chat and I never go back to that website again, right? So I never see that answer that they've replied, because sometimes they just don't send emails, or that email goes to my spam folder and I never see it. So in this instance, when you use a Facebook Messenger chatbot on your website to replace any live chat that you might be using, like Drift or I don't remember what's the other one, Zoobots or something like that, when you use it to replace it, you no longer have this problem. You no longer have this problem of them just visiting a website once, asking a question, and then not ever seeing that reply again.
Hmm. And also, people tend to have Facebook on their phones, right? So I'm guessing that the message will come up on your phone if somebody's leaving a question or comment on your website.
Exactly, exactly. And that is one of the greatest things, right? I think that's the reason why there is a high open rate and high click-through rate and a high engagement rate for Messenger chatbots, because it is on their phones, like you said, right? So, you know, my phone is right next to me all the time. And, you know, it's set, you know, the buzzer, everything is set, you know, it's on, it's not, it's hardly ever on silent. So when someone sends me a message, I instantly just get distracted by it, right? So I'm just like, boom, what's that thing? You know, it happens to me all the time, right? Especially when my business is Facebook Messenger. So I am on Facebook a lot. So, you know, this is the same thing for your customers or your, you know, potential customers as well, right? So, you know, they've spoken to you, they interacted with your bot, and now they're, you know, getting kind of interaction with your chatbot, and they're just kind of, you know, you're in front of them. So they're reminded of your business.
Okay. So let me see if I understand this right. So if somebody comes onto your website and they click the little Facebook bot icon at the bottom and ask a question like, what are your opening hours, or do you service XYZ, or standard questions like that, you can, as the business owner, set up templates that answer those standard questions for you.
Exactly. So you can actually set up, and in fact, what I would recommend is your first thing you want to do is have a little welcome message and then set up a little menu that, you know, has maybe like a little button to your services, a little button to the most FAQs, you know, the most commonly asked questions, a little button that says speak to a human. Because we mustn't forget that sometimes while we love the idea of automation and we love the idea of bots, sometimes there are certain people who still just prefer to speak to a human, even if that answer can be answered by a bot. Some people just do it, right? They just prefer it. So you want to remember that, you know, whether they're interacting with you from their website or from your Facebook page, you want to make sure that you have this little option that allows them to speak to a human being. So whether that human being is going to reply in the next 24 or 40 hours, it doesn't matter, because you want to give them that option, right? You have to think from the point of view of, okay, if I'm going to click on this button or this send message button on a Facebook page, the reason why I'm clicking this is because I want to send a message to ask a question, right? And so therefore, if we're thinking, you know, from the point of view of a customer, we have to realize that the customer journey, we have to give them this option to talk to a human being if they don't want to interrupt the bot.
Hmm. Yeah, and That's a very important point, I think, because to me, the whole idea of automation, particularly in marketing, is to make it easier to enable those human interactions, mm-hmm. which is where the relationship building actually happens and where people are more likely to make a decision to buy or use your services.
Yeah, absolutely.
So the messenger marketing is an inbound marketing. It's basically you're interacting with those people that have clicked that little button on your website and want to start a conversation, want to ask a question or want to know more about something in particular. Is that right?
It's both inbound and outbound. And the reason why I say that is because there are a lot of ways you can get people to interact with chatbots. So one of the ways that I love to use, I just love to build quizzes inside of a bot. So for example, one of my clients, she's a business coach. And so one of the ways that she welcomes her new group members in her Facebook group is she gets them to interact with this quiz, to take this quiz to find out more about how they are running their business at the moment. So once they take that quiz, she then follow up with them with, you know, her products. What they don't realize as well as they are taking this quiz and interacting with the bot, they are now a subscriber for that bot. So that is kind of like not so much inbound because she's actively promoting this quiz, mm-hmm. link to this quiz. So that is one thing. And then, of course, you can run contests inside the bot. You can run surveys inside of the bot. So if you are, you know, sending out, if you are an e-commerce brand, for example, and you're, you know, sending out your selling stuff and everything, you can always follow up with your customers with a survey inside of a chatbot, right? So that's one of the things you can do. There's also, if you're e-commerce, product tracking inside of the bot. So the bot can actually tell the consumer, like, okay, so your package is going to arrive on Tuesday. Now your package is right now in Sydney. Okay, your package has finally arrived in Melbourne, right? So on and so forth. So that is, you know, a little bit more. So it's not entirely all inbound. Inbound, yes, you know, for, you know, you're waiting for people to message you and all that. But at the same time, you can also use the other more interactive ways to get people to interact with bot.
Hmm. So, but what I like about that is you're reaching out to your target market, mm-hmm. because you're talking to, let's say, a group inside of Facebook. And presumably those people have joined that group because they see value in what happens in that group.
Yeah. And I mean, well, I didn't mention this, but you can also run Facebook ads. So, of course, we know, you know, Facebook has this entire suite of products for their consumers. So you run Facebook ads. And then, of course, you know, Facebook ads allow you to run Facebook ads that send to Messenger. So like I talked about it earlier, where instead of them clicking on the ad and it goes to a landing page and, you know, all that stuff, you basically just have the entire journey inside of Facebook. So someone clicks on your ad, you know, they download something inside of Facebook Messenger, or they answer a question inside of Facebook Messenger, or, you know, so on and so forth, right? So the entire journey, that is not inbound, right? So that is outbound. You're going out there, you're spending money, getting people. That is also related to Facebook Messenger chatbot. So like I said, you know, there's inbound and then there's outbound.
It's fascinating. Now, I know you work a lot with coaches, which is my target market also, and yeah. that you have a messenger marketing system that you help coaches with building their client base and selling more of their programs. So talk us through the system that you have.
Sure. So the four-step system that I use with all my clients, it really helps them to kind of see this framework in their mind when it comes to Facebook Messenger marketing, because a lot of people just, they don't realize how to actually use it correctly. So the first step of this framework, step number one, is to grow that list. A lot of people don't realize that Facebook Messenger marketing works very similarly to email marketing, where if you have nobody on your list, you cannot message anyone at all. Right. So a lot of people, they're like, oh, can I just randomly message this group of people that I really want to reach out to? And I'm like, you can, just not with your bot, right? You can message them, you know, using your own personal Facebook account. But as a bot, you have to get them to subscribe to your bot first. So that is step number one. We have to grow that list. So every new client that comes to me, we work very hard to grow that list, whether is it through a quiz or through running Facebook ads or through running a contest inside of Facebook Messenger, whatever, you know, different entry points into the chatbot. We focus solely on growing that list. Now, once that list is growing and growing and growing, what we want to do is to move down to stage number two, where we engage them. So this is a little tricky, right? We want to engage them, but we don't want to be spammy. And a lot of marketers and a lot of business owners, they don't spend enough time reading up on Facebook's terms of services, you know, and Facebook has a lot of rules and regulations around every product that they create. And so if you are planning on using any Facebook product at all, whether it's ads or Messenger or even groups, you know, you just want to be sure to go and read very, very informative terms of service, because you have to make sure that you don't make any mistake and get your Facebook page banned, because we don't want that, right? So in the engagement part, what we want to do is to move them from new subscriber to, all right, now I'm warm enough, I know who you are, and I'm ready to buy. So at this stage, what I want to do with my clients is that we send them a little sequence. So it could be a 4-part video series. It could be, hey, you know, would you be interested in checking out this new this masterclass that I've created for you? Or would you be interested in downloading this checklist that I've created for, you know, for to help you find more clients, for example? So in that stage, you know, you want to just kind of get them to know you a little bit better. And what I want to highlight is a lot of people, they start sending, you know, messages multiple times a day or multiple times a week without, you know, any, you know, concern at all about Facebook's rule. Now, Facebook has a very important rule for those of you who are thinking about using Facebook Messenger marketing, and that is the 24+1 rule. Now, what a 24+1 rule does is prevent people from spamming subscribers, right? So Facebook has, you know, they set up this rule to really just kind of safeguard their users, their Facebook users. So what it means is that businesses have the first 24 hours when someone interacts with their chatbot to message them, you know, irregardless of whatever messages that you want to send out. So it could be sales related, it could be related to your blog, your podcast, related to anything, right? You have the first 24 hours of someone engaging with your chatbot to send them, you know, messages. And Facebook doesn't have any rules or regulation about that. You know, of course, you don't want to send anything related to illegal stuff. So that's one thing you don't want to do. Now, the plus one is the one extra message that you can send out anytime outside of that 24 hours and there's no expiry date, okay? So the first 24 hours, you can do anything you want. And then the plus one, you have this opportunity to send one more message. Now, what happens if you have already, you know, passed the first 24 hours and you've already sent out that first that one message? Does it mean that you can no longer send out messages? No, because Facebook actually has 17 different message tags that allows businesses to continue to send out messages as long as your message falls under one of these 17 tags. Now, if your message, you know, doesn't fall under one of these 17 tags, then there are other ways to get them to interact with the chatbot again. But what it does is prevent people from, you know, constantly sending those, like, I've got this sale going on, go check out this 25% off my latest shoe, right? Nobody wants to keep receiving messages like this. So Facebook has realized that people are hating chatbots because of that, right? Because, you know, I've personally experienced, you know, brands and businesses, even the big ones, just messaging me, you know, regularly, totally ignoring the 24+1 rule. Just, you know, hey, go check out my sale. Hey, go check out my sale. And I'm like, no. And nobody wants that. So I'm very happy that Facebook has this rule to prevent brands from doing that. So guys, if you are thinking about, you know, going ahead with this marketing channel, just spend some time learning about the 24+1 rule and the 17 different messaging tabs. And, you know, just make sure that whatever you're doing is within Facebook's terms and conditions. Now, once you've engaged them and, you know, you've built a know, like, and trust factor, what happens next, right? So you want to start to sell them. So a lot of people jump from stage one to stage three. So they build a list, buy my stuff, right? So there is no middle point at all. So this is a stage where, you know, you can feel
the
free to...
The usual big mistake from marketers.
Exactly, regardless of whatever marketing channel, right? So here's the stage, go ahead and promote your stuff. And then stage four is the part where we want to come back and say, hey, you bought this stuff, would you be interested in this other stuff? Or you didn't buy this stuff, would you be interested in the other stuff? Right, so it's just a very simple four-stage process. And for those of you who are, you know, if you've been in marketing for a long time, you would have realized that this is actually a very common framework. It's nothing new. And that's the thing. It shouldn't be new, right? So a lot of things in marketing, it shouldn't be new, but you have to use it. That's the most important thing, right? It's been around for a reason, right?
Yeah, well, the framework is really about building a relationship with your potential client, isn't it? It's just the tool that you're using to do it that's a little different here. But even in saying that, there's a lot of what you described there, in particular in the protections and rules that Facebook have in place that remind me a lot of the email marketing systems, because there are a lot of rules in place through the good email marketing systems that you can and can't do, because they don't want people to go out and spam their list or spam people in general. So sending out emails to people that are not interested in that particular thing or haven't signed up for it or have unsubscribed. That's one that I'm noticing recently a lot, that even though I've unsubscribed from some lists, they still seem to keep sending me emails.
Oh, yeah. And I'm glad that Facebook's doing this, because email marketing, when it first came out, this was 10 years ago, a decade ago, like, it was great. It was a great marketing tool. And then, as usual, businesses and marketers like to destroy things. You know, they just cannot have toys. And so they started to destroy email marketing. And now all of us know that our, you know, our emails are being sold on, you know, as lists, right? People are buying emails and then they're just like, you know, sending them out as spam emails. So I'm very glad that, you know, Facebook is doing something about this. And I'm very sure they will also be using the same rule for Instagram once Instagram allows, you know, the chatbots to function on that platform.
Hmm. Yeah, that's fascinating. So I'm playing a little bit with Instagram at the moment, but I'm not quite sure how to use it within my own marketing strategy or where it might fit in a client marketing strategy yet. So I'm watching that space. Now, the part that I think is really important, and we've kind of skirted around the edges of this, and that's building the relationship using, you know, this is just a tool to build a relationship with your ideal client. You talked earlier about your target audience and where are they, and you need to engage in conversations with them where they are. So what do you do with your clients to kind of start that journey in terms of defining who the ideal audience is and how you can then reach out to them with something that is going to attract their attention, not in a noisy way, but in a way that they say, wow, that's exactly what I'm looking for?
You mean how I work with my clients? Like, how do I attract my own clients?
Well, yeah, for example, because I'm guessing you teach your clients what you do.
Yeah, so with my own clients, what I do with them, the thing is I work with a lot of them already like high ticket service providers, so they have been in the business for a long time. A lot of these coaches, they are business coaches, so they actually really know their stuff when it comes to business. So, you know, working with them, they already know what kind of clients they want to target. They don't typically suffer from not having enough clients. What they do suffer from is just moving the clients down the journey faster. So a lot of times they use, you know, they've been using email marketing. So with email marketing, what we've realized is that it takes forever to convert someone, because it's, you know, you don't want to send someone an email once a day, right? You want to send them maybe once a week or twice a week. With Facebook Messenger marketing, the journey is cut, you know, the entire process is just like shortened, because now we can just send message one after the other, right? So there isn't a delay. So we can literally move someone from cold to warm and just within messages, within minutes. Whereas with email, it takes forever to move someone down. So that is one of the things. So with my clients...
Well, it's like if you think about talking to somebody on email, it takes a week to sort something out. Whereas if you pick up the phone and chat to them directly, you can do it in 5 minutes, right? So it's a little bit like that, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, I don't have this problem with my clients just because of the niche that I chose to focus on. They already know exactly, you know, who their customers are. And I mean, I think they probably know business way better than I do, to be honest, because they're all business coaches.
Yeah, okay. Well, but the really important thing, though, is to make sure you do understand that, and then that engagement part. So how do you talked about moving through that know, like, and trust journey. So what are some of the steps you take with the chatbot?
You know, one of the things that a lot of us and a lot of entrepreneurs, we do to currently build our know, like, and trust factor is to create content, right? So I've got a podcast. Some of my clients got, you know, YouTube channels and podcasts and blog articles. So we're doing a lot of things outside of our business to build that, you know, that reputation, to build that awareness. A problem a lot of people face is just getting people to consume that content. And what we try to do is once someone joins and becomes a subscriber, we try to give them a little teaser into like, you know, hey, do you want to check this out? Like this little checklist I've created, this video that I've created about this topic. So that gets them to consume that content where in, you know, the usual circumstance, they probably wouldn't even realize that you've got a YouTube channel, or they wouldn't even check it out. So, you know, you just want to make sure that, you know, the content that you're creating is getting this additional boost inside of Facebook Messenger, where you can actually like mention it or send them to it, and use it as a form to kind of build that know, like, and trust factor. Am I answering your question?
Yeah.
Perfect.
So it's essentially a little bit like a lead magnet when you put it in context of the traditional email marketing type thing, except that here you're getting immediate feedback as to what's of interest to that person who's clicked on the chatbot, and you're able to start a conversation straight away, as opposed to a week later, they may have looked at the email, and you, another week later, you check your analytics and you find out that person A has clicked on this button, so that you can then follow up and have a conversation with them. And it might take another week before they read the next email that you send them.
Exactly that. And here's the thing I wanted to add is that you can actually give away your lead gen, you know, whether that's a PDF, a masterclass, your webinar, everything can be given away inside of a Facebook Messenger chatbot. So if you are thinking about, okay, how do I even get people into my subscriber list besides getting them to message my bot? Well, there you go. If you already have a checklist, or you've got a weekly webinar, or an automated webinar that you've already got, right? So you can actually get people to sign up for these things, download these things inside of your bot, and at the same time, ask them for their email addresses. And then you can just basically integrate both your chatbot and your email software provider and grow both lists at the same time. And you want to make sure that you're growing both lists at the same time, because I don't think we talked about this, but, you know, at the end of the day, Facebook owns Facebook Messenger, right? So at any time, you know, Facebook can change, you know, their rules and regulations. They can even remove the entire platform altogether if they don't like it, right? So email, I mean, no matter how much we've talked about it, like, oh, you know, spams and it goes through the junk inbox and, you know, secondary email addresses and so on and so forth. At the end of the day, that email address is still yours, right? So MailChimp or, you know, ConvertKit cannot say that, hey, you know, those are my email addresses now, right? You know, I'm going to charge you to use those email addresses. No, you can always, you know, change your provider whatsoever. But with Facebook Messenger chatbot specifically, Facebook, you know, you are playing in Facebook's playground. So you want to make sure that you're growing both lists at the same time.
Yeah, that's a really important point. And I know, you know, one of the other common things I encounter is people saying, well, I don't really need to set up my own website, or I can publish on Facebook, or I can publish on LinkedIn. And that's exactly the same argument there, that if they change the rules, or if they shut down, or decide that, you know, that's my content now because it's on my platform, your business really suffers. Whereas if it's your website, the host might close down, or the host might do other things to you, but you can take the content and host it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The same reason.
All right. Well, this is been really fascinating. I've learned a lot more about Facebook Messenger marketing and the bot, and I'm looking forward to finding out more by checking out your online presence. So we'll talk about that in a moment, but I think it's a good time to move on to the Buzz, which is our innovation round, and it's designed to help our audience, who are primarily innovators and leaders in their field, with some tips from your experience. So I've got 5 questions, and hopefully you'll give us some really insightful answers that'll inspire people to go and do something awesome today.
All right, let's do this.
Yeah, all right. What's the number one thing you think anyone needs to do to be more innovative?
I think everyone needs to learn something new every single day. So one thing that I do to remain innovative and at least, you know, on top of my industry is I try to consume a piece of new content every single day. So whether that's a podcast while I'm showering or cooking, whether that's reading a new book, I think that everyone needs to be out there learning something new, because a lot of times as innovators, as marketers and business owners, we get so consumed and caught up in our own work that we forget to invest time in ourselves.
Yeah, that's great advice. And there are so many ways that you can find new information these days. I was speaking to somebody yesterday who said, you know, there's this wonderful thing called a library that's full of these books you can go and read. But of course, you know, we have blogs right across the internet. Some of those are absolutely outstanding articles. You can get on, you know, really premium publications and read their articles online. You can listen to podcasts. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, great advice. What's the best thing you've done to develop new ideas?
I think the best thing I've done to develop new ideas is just taking time out of my day, like once a week, to just sit down, have a notepad in front of me, and just brainstorm. So I actually learned this technique from someone that I saw online. Every day, try to think of 20 new ideas, or every week if you can't do every day, 20 new business ideas, whether is it a new business idea or, you know, to grow your business or to have a new business, whatever. The idea is that you want to constantly just, you know, brainstorm and just spark that creativity in your brain, because a lot of times our brain just gets lazy and we just don't have new ideas. So every day or once a week, just sit down, you know, put aside like an hour or 30 minutes of your time and just write down 20 things. Now, the first few things are going to be easy, right? Because we kind of have ideas throughout the day or throughout the week. So we just write them down. Now, by the time you get to the 10th idea, you're just like, oh my gosh, like what else can I possibly write? By the time you get to your 20th idea, you will be so exhausted by it because your brain will literally hurt from thinking. And that's when you know that you have, you know, this great, you know, this great exercise that every single day or every single week that you do, it's only going to help your business, because you're going to realize that you're going to become more and more creative. And so that's what I've done. And the good thing is, through doing this whole thing, I learned that actually I'm pretty creative, right? Because a lot of times you're just like, oh, I'm doing the same thing over and over again. I'm seeing the same results. Okay, so let's brainstorm. And then I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You know, my brain is actually working pretty well today. I've got 20 new ideas now, or 10 new ideas, you know, and then I try to, you know, action on one or two of them. And if they don't work out, you know what? It's fine, because I've tried. And if it didn't work out, at least I've tried. You know, at least I've tried something new, right? So go out and just, you know, brainstorm today or, you know, sometime this week.
That's a great technique. I really like it. And also, when you try things and it doesn't work out, that's feedback. So you learn from that as well.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, what's a resource, a favorite resource that you use most often?
Favorite resource? My Kindle. So I buy books on a regular basis. You know, that in terms of just like resource on how to get better at my business, I read a lot. So I found that over the years, the more I read, the more ideas I get. I read, you know, whether it's on sales, on marketing, on business, just to try to get an edge over my competitors, because every time that I'm just not getting better, I'm not improving as an entrepreneur, my competitor is getting better. And that only means that down the road, I'm going to lose. My business is going to be obsolete, because, you know, maybe I won't be able to offer the best service or customer support or, you know, the best marketing strategy for my customers, because someone else is already offering something better. So my Kindle is everything to me, and I bring it everywhere I go. I read a lot of books just to get better. So that is literally the best resource that I've ever invested in.
Yeah, and there's a theme there that investing in yourself and learning is really important to you. So, yeah, the Kindle. All right. What's the best way to keep a project or a client on track?
Wow. This is tough, because, you know, sometimes clients, they disappear. and it's no fault of theirs, because they run a big business, or, you know, they've got a huge business, or, you know, they're really busy. I found that just, you know, having meeting recaps. So after every call that I have with a client, I write a recap email and I send it out. This is something that I learned back when I used to work in advertising. You know, have the dates down, have the summary and all that stuff, so that, you know, the client, you know, because they're busy, right? And they might forget whatever that we just discussed. Now, having this email, it helps them to just kind of organize their thoughts, you know, like, oh yeah, we talked about this. Then, of course, I feel like as a service provider, it is my role and my job to make sure that they stay on track, you know, with our deadlines and our project. Because, you know, I feel like if I let them just, you know, set the pace, my gosh, some clients, you know, they take forever to get, you know, finish a project because they just disappear or whatever, right? So I feel like it's my duty to make sure that, you know, everything is, you know, I send out reminder emails like, hey, don't forget we've got a call today. Or, hey, you know, what's the deal right now? It's the ball is on your court at the moment. Haven't heard anything back from you. Like, are we still proceeding with this? Are we changing the bot? What's the deal, right? And so it's my duty to go out there and follow up. And I know it sucks to, you know, follow up, you know, so many times with a customer or a client because you're like, come on, everyone, we all are adults here, right? So why do I keep following up with you? But I guess it's just something that I learned back in advertising, you know, working with all these big brands. And I understand how people just forget stuff and they just get busy with life. And so it was like a process that I learned back then that, you know, as an account servicing person, I had to make sure that, you know, the agency and the client, you know, they're moving together. And it was the agency's role to push the client along.
Yeah, that's great advice. Lots of good tips there, and sounds like you've got a really good system.
I think so.
Now, what's the number one thing you think anyone can do to differentiate themselves?
I think you got to find something that's pretty unique about you, and we all have that something unique about us, right? I know a lot of people that I've spoken to, they're like, oh, there's nothing unique about me. I'm just a plain Jane. You know, I'm a virtual assistant, you know, everyone does virtual assistants. I'm a social media marketer. Everyone does social media marketing, so on and so forth. I think there's something that you can claim as your own. And here's something that I once heard. You find two of your top two talents, you know, or your top two interests, and then you combine them into one business, right? So for example, if you love Instagram marketing, or if you're great in Instagram marketing, and you love sewing, or you're great in sewing. Now you combine the two of them together, you can offer Instagram marketing for people who sew, right? I mean, how many Instagram marketers focus solely on this sewing niche, right? So if you are struggling right now with just finding that niche or finding that unique stuff about your business, then maybe you might want to try this technique out, you know, just finding two things that you love or great at and then just put them together and form this new business.
That's a great approach. And I think everyone is unique because nobody else has lived the life you've lived and experienced the things you've experienced. And combined with the skills and talents and strengths that you have, like you say, when you combine all those things together and marry them all up, then you're unique.
Absolutely. You know, I once had a conversation with this guy who does branding on my podcast. And we were talking about this topic, and I said, you know, it was like a slip of a tongue. I said, you know what? I don't even know, like, what's my unique selling point. And he basically laughed because he was like, are you kidding me? You're from Singapore, traveling the world, living in places like Mexico, the U.S. You're speaking at conferences in the U.S., even though you're not even from there. You are tattooed. You're Asian. You know, you look like this and that. And I was like, oh, my God, you're right. Like, it just... physically, that is already my unique selling point. I've got an accent, you know, for those who are not from Singapore. I've got an accent, you know, this is my background. You know, I'm not from the States, like a lot of people in the marketing space. So it's just like, okay, that is my selling point. And so without realizing it, I actually do have a unique selling point.
That's right. All right. Well, thanks, Chris. This has been really fabulous. Now, where can people reach out to find out more about you and learn about your service and maybe even get in touch to say thank you for what you've shared with us today?
Sure. So if you want to reach out to me about Facebook Messenger marketing, you can go to my website, chrysmedia.com. That is chrysmedia.com. And you can learn more about, I've got some videos on it that, you know, I've got a YouTube channel. So you can find some videos on it as well as my services and all that. Now, if you want to check out my podcast, it's called Hack Your Online Business, and you can find it on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and Google Podcasts, I believe, as well. So, yeah, those two places would be great.
All right, excellent. And we'll have links to all of those places in the show notes too. Now, what's the number one piece of advice you'd leave for our listener and for any business owner who wants to be a leader in innovation?
You gotta put aside time for yourself to get better, you know, internally. Because if you are so focused, you know, in your business all the time and you're not focusing, you know, in yourself, then it's very easy for you to lose that innovation. It's very easy for you to lose that drive and just get really fatigued, you know, just really quickly. So spend some time, take some time off every single week just to, whether is it to read, to meditate, to just brainstorm, you know, one of those things, right? Just spend some time on yourself and just get better as a human being and as a business person.
Hmm. Great advice. I love that. And a lot of that is around balance as well and avoiding a burnout of just nose to the grindstone of your business.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, finally then, Chris, who would you like me to interview on a future Innova Buzz podcast and why?
Wow. Who would I like you to interview? I would say a lot of my guests on my podcast will be great guests for your podcast. A lot of them are, you know, they're successful online entrepreneurs. So I could give you a couple of names to reach out to. There's this lady that I just interviewed, Dr. Tracy Timberlake. She is amazing. You know, she's an amazing coach that I recently interviewed, and she's been doing a lot of stuff in Miami, just helping the local community as well. So I would reach out to her, Dr. Tracy Timberlake. She's a business coach, a business strategist, I think that's her title.
Great. All right. We'll reach out to Tracy, maybe get an introduction from you and mm-hmm. see whether we can have her on the Innova Buzz podcast as well. So thanks again, Chris, for sharing your time and your insights with us so generously today. I've really enjoyed this. I've learned a lot about messenger marketing and that channel and how it should fit into an overall marketing strategy, and also the importance of the human-to-human aspect. So whilst it's a tool and a technology that you can leverage, it's still all about interacting with the human at the other end of that conversation, building that know-like trust factor and working on the relationship. So thanks for all of that, and I wish you all the best for the future, and let's keep in touch.
No, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. It was a lot of fun.
I hope you enjoyed that insightful and informative conversation with Chris and took something away from her episode. She shared some really useful tips about meeting your clients where they are, even if that's on a platform you don't like, and then about how you engage with them and build trust. I'd love to know what you took away from Chris's episode. Leave a comment below the blog post, which you can find at innovabiz.co/ChrisTan. Now that's Chris with a Y, so ChrysTan. All lowercase, all one word, innovabiz.co/ChrisTan, spelt with a Y. You'll also find contact information for getting in touch with Chris there, as well as links to the Chris Media website, to her social media pages, to the Hack Your Online Business podcast, and the other resources we spoke about in today's conversation. Chris suggested that we have a conversation with Dr. Tracy Timberlake, who's a business coach and a digital leadership strategist, on a future Innova Buzz podcast. So Tracy, keep an eye on your inbox for an invitation from us to the Innova Buzz podcast, courtesy of Chris Tan. Remember to check out our Marketing Master mini class at innovabiz.co/marketingmaster. It is completely free and it's accessible to you without even giving away your email. With that masterclass, you'll gain absolute clarity about who your ideal client is, what drives them, how you can communicate with them to build and strengthen an engaging, enduring relationship. And if you'd like our help to go even deeper into marketing mastery, or our help with podcast production, then send me an email to jurgen@innovabiz.co and I'll set up a quick call with you to see if we're a good fit for one another. And if we are, then we'll move ahead. If not, then we've had a great conversation. Tune in again next week to the Innova Buzz podcast. We've got more fantastic guests lined up, including Kate Adams from Drift and Mike Montague from Sandler Training. Stay connected with us by subscribing to the Innova Buzz podcast at innovabuzz.com/subscribe. innovabuzz.com/subscribe. Make sure you never miss another episode. It would also mean a lot to me if you leave us a review, because what you think matters. I'd love to hear your thoughts, your ideas, your suggestions, or questions you have, so go ahead and share them in the comments below the blog post for this episode. Until next time, I'm Jürgen Strauss from InnovaBiz. Remember, be awesome and keep innovating.